Good morning. Happy Friday. LinkedIn friends, Value First Nation. Welcome to another episode of Value First AI Daily, your collaborative AI intelligence report. It is October 17th. How was the week, Nico?
The week is pretty good. It's been steady with news. It's been steady with advance. Got some great news about Google and some cancer breakthroughs that happen. Got yet another OpenAI deal going on with OpenAI and Oracle. So, another log just get throw it on the fire. A lot of change up. I sent you a couple of things this morning. It's what's interesting to me is now the way in which all of this is, again, it's like going horizontal into aspects of our lives that we hadn't even really considered before, right? And I was thinking of this Meta thing while I was watching that commercial. So it was this commercial essentially for, if you can imagine. And like, I kind of knew this was coming from the, not from 3D printing, but from that, what's that like that there's a sticker like version. There's like Cricut, that Cricut machine. I was like, oh man, that's almost like CNC, but it's like stickers. It's not really CNC. So, this is like a home CNC machine.
Welcome in, chat. Good to see you.
Good to see you, buddy.
It's everywhere you look, easy to get super excited. I mean, it
Oh
should
my
be
God.
easy. Like, please,
Well, and
like,
then like VO3 is now VO3.1, right?
yeah.
So like the world of video, I think is it's something amazing. Again, I don't think like enough people talk about, to be honest with you, not enough people talk about Midjourney video, and like how amazing it is. Like it is, I know that like, so it's not the same degree of like, it's not the same as like Sora. I mean, it can be, but you're talking about like a major difference in terms of like one is trying to be realistic and or trying to be, gosh, what is it? It's like maybe surrealistic at like at best, I would say. Whereas the other is like fantasy, like everything that you could think of in like real fantasy, right? So like, these are like Sora examples. This is Sora 1. I still don't have access to Sora 2. It is what it is. Stop making stuff for Apple. But like Sora 2 videos aren't like that dramatically different from what's available on Sora 1. Odd that there's not like more to this.
Well, I think it's just like the manufacturability is
Right.
what's getting better across all these systems. Like the human input at the right places at the right time where we want it, instead of relying on kind of getting the prompt so good because
Yeah.
you can't make any edits after that. Like now we're already, this is like months, like less than 6 months, this gap has already been like
It's
covered.
crazy to me. It's
Yeah.
absolutely crazy. I mean, so like that's the thing is like we span for most people, it's like for most people it's, oh cool, I can make these cool videos. And it is, and you can. But at the same time, like you see the other outputs from other services, and that's where you start to understand like where some people are like, oh well, all this just to make, funny videos and stuff. It's like, no, you're gonna see a whole new way of like cinema, a whole new way of like everything. You're gonna see start seeing like whole new visual ideas, artistic ideas that just hadn't come about before. I think one of the coolest comments that Sam's made so far about the Sora 2 release is that he's, and I'm seeing the same thing, seeing videos coming from people that weren't making videos before.
Yes.
Right. Like it wasn't, they weren't even doing that type of content. They would have never thought of doing that type of content, but now they have the capability of directing it out of their fingertips. Yeah. Now they can make this content and people are getting like, you know, videos are getting like 1 million hits, 2 million hits, stuff like that. And it's like people again, like non-artists, you know, like whatever, you know, Dave the plumber, like able to pick up, you know, their cell phone, crank out a Sora video. It's an idea that they had in their head that they thought was funny, that, you know, they thought other people would find funny. It turns out 4 million people think it's funny. All of a sudden, Dave the Plumber's a new artist of a different type that now his style of comedy becomes this new genre, right? This new bubble that people navigate towards. So, I'm just watching it expand and explode. Like we're, you know, in the AI Academy course, I'm floored. I have been absolutely floored. Chad can tell you the amount of ideas that people are doing with just the assistant. We haven't even gotten like super deep into anything yet. We just touched the assistant. We're getting into sales prospecting next week. And people are just like, yeah, I audited, you know, half of this entire thing. Yeah, I pulled the stats for this. Yeah, I went in and I prepped my next client meeting because I was able to pull this, and this together that, you know, I hadn't looked at before. You know, oh, I started putting most of this report together, right? Like it couldn't finish the whole thing, but at least they cobbled together what they needed where the start was the heavy part of it for them, right? So I'm basically seeing about 150 plus people, like I'm just watching their heads explode at the possibilities now, right? Like that is, that's why I do, like, that's why I do it. That's why I love teaching people. It's why I don't like, you know, it's like, oh, you know, spend a lot of time talking to people for free, because there is a huge joy for me in watching people's minds open up to new possibilities.
Yeah.
It's really the unlock. It's an awesome feeling. Yes.
The unlock of, oh, I can do it.
Right.
I can do it.
Yeah. Right?
Like,
and not just that, but like, oh, you mean I can do that? Oh, well, I wonder if I can, like, yes, keep,
yes.
Yep. Keep going. Yeah. Right.
Like, once that barrier of I can do it comes down, like, then it's like the natural creative expression that has always been there. Like, that's the like, huh? I feel sorry for you.
That moment from Lucy.
Right. I feel sorry for you if you can't get excited about huge segments of the population now being able to express themselves in ways that they've never been able to before. That, and it's easy to start to call it like slop or like there's too much content, but it's serving the reality that all the humans want, which is I want content that's just for me, like all the time. And now you like the ability to create is going to meet that moment. Like you're not going to have to settle ever for things that, you know, there's no more like just turning the TV on and then like landing on a channel. Nothing's good, you know? So I guess we'll just sit through this and not really pay attention. Like you're going to be able to find what you want, and AI is going to serve it to you in a way that's not going to be that hard to find. And
it doesn't have to be like on digital, right? So
right.
Like I was saying, like this stuff affects, when you're wondering, you know, why, how it is that this like bubble happens or whatever, again, like it's because it actually gets entangled into so many other things and expands so many other avenues. Watching a commercial for a home CNC machine, it looks smaller than a mini fridge, takes up less space than a mini fridge, and it's a home CNC machine for metal, for wood, for all types of hard materials. And I'm watching this commercial of this like put together CNC, like whole like scene, like little battle scene or whatever that like these kids are playing based off of their phones. I looked at something that I then compared to me growing up and seeing new from Mattel, the brand new He-Man set, like right. All new play set with action panels. And it's like just like little cardboard doors that open and like, oh my gosh, like this little plastic riser that you have to push up and it looks like a rising effect is happening. And like, oh yeah, it's got this one can of ooze that you can't buy a replacement for. So don't use too much of it. You know, that kind of stuff that's like, we've gone from that to home CNC machine or 3D printer where kids putting an Arduino board into something, building their own little RC like robots and stuff and controlling them with their phone with built-in little cameras and everything, right? Like,
right. And we come back.
Don't tell me it's not a whole, like, don't tell me the world isn't different.
Yeah, we come back to like Tron. Like,
oh my gosh.
Right? Because literally, I mean, if you know what CNC is, or like, especially CNC software, right? Like, is like one of the more complex like categories of software as far as like, you got to be an engineer and you got to know how to use this specific kind of software. And once you get really good at it.
Here's one for you though. What if you're not a really good engineer, but you're a really good sculptor?
Right. That's where I was going. Like when you see the commercial, like now that we've got access to a really great engineer called GPT or Claude or Gemini or any of them, right? What the CNC, like, and if you know that's happening, you don't have to develop the software or the UI in a way that will only work for the people who know, like, how to configure the system. And, right? And if, when, like, half of the magic, and this is where it gets to be very much like what we saw last weekend on Tron, when you can just bring the picture into the software, like import it, and then it automatically does its thing in order to instruct the CNC machine, like that is a process that often takes the most amount of time when actually like using these systems and designing products before manufacture. And you know, the use case on there was perfect. Like I lost my camera cap or my camera cap broke. So I just made a new one and I chose to make it out of aluminum so it would hold up better. It's like my mind immediately went to like, we've been talking about, you know, like your personalized tech stack a lot because anybody can vibe code apps and just develop what you want. That is a window into like the physical space. Like just build what you want when you want it, which is crazy to think about. And again, we come back to like your example of it only came with this can of ooze and you don't use it up because you probably won't get like the scarcity of like collectability and things starting to cost a lot of money because like you can just make it yourself now, like in physical and digital spaces.
Yeah. I just saw, I don't know if I sent you the video to it, the former airman that was talking about like different aeronautical parts that have to get made for jet planes. And he holds up this like rudder piece. It looks, I don't know shit about airplanes. It looks like it. And he's like, this piece right here, he's like, this piece costs like $100,000 or something like that, $130,000. It's like, we manufacture these for four. It's like, but you know, and it takes, costs you like whatever it takes, you know, 6 months to get them, something like that. He holds up this, like, this just a knob. He's like, this is just a knob to a little control box or whatever. He's like, if one of these breaks, they don't have the spare part. you have to send back the entire control box. He's like, that's a $46,000 replacement.
Uh-huh.
He's like, we can make these for like a dollar or something like that. Like $4, I think he said. And it's like, damn. Like, if you, like, I don't know what you tell the, you know, what you tell the guy that used to profit off of the laziness of not making the one piece to the entire rig. I don't know what you tell that dude, but that shit's over, right? Because now there's a whole new industry of this dude that's just going to be making knobs. And he's like, one of these things breaks on an airplane. He's like, four of these break a month. And they got, and like, if you can, so of course the military spending budget is through, like,
yeah.
And I'm not trying to talk about like politics at all. I'm talking about technology. Okay. This type of technology, this type of advance, this is what cuts down that $1 trillion military spending budget, right?
Yeah.
The same type of medical innovations. You know, we talk about like medical spending and stuff, and that we need to spend money on medicine in order to for people to get healthcare. But you're getting healthcare for what? Like, you're not getting medical innovation care. You're just getting care for the terrible shit that's happening to you anyway, right? So, like, you know, you're just getting care for the McDonald's that you're eating.
Right.
So, yeah,
so much of what you described, like, so I'm from the material science space, and, like, there's definitely some laziness in there, but there's also a bunch of regulation and additional cost to make up for human error, like throughout the chain, right? And that's where, when you remove humans from the pieces where they probably shouldn't be there because AI is going to do it better. And don't worry, there's a bunch of other oversight that should be happening. So you have a place, but so much gets built into the process where, again, we find ourselves making decisions not on behalf of the customer, where it would be easy for us to make four of these a month or, you know, send it to you. But we got to send it through like five different testing methods, get it certified, make sure it has documentation and traceability, which is has been important, because when you don't do those things, airplanes crash and space shuttles explode, right? So there's real... there's a reason that that stuff exists. But when you start to take out the human error or the opportunity for human error, like, it's going to be interesting to see a lot of that old infrastructure, like, not make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And what people are going to do, like, when that happens. And we're not even talking about Google making new materials that don't even need to be tested, because they were built for the, like, they were literally like engineered. We didn't have to rely on what was in the earth.
Like, right. It was just a matter engineered of like, hey, you guys didn't think about doing this.
Right. We engineered the material specifically for the use case. So yeah, we don't need to check it. Like, there's no way it could be wrong. Right. Like, we're not. Yeah. It's another domino effect that, it's going to be interesting to see when it happens. But again, the way it's been done and infrastructure is going to get in the way of progress before, like, AI. We're going to know that AI can solve it, like, well before we actually implement it, like, at scale. And that's probably another place where AI, like, we're going to have some government AI, like AI government officials that are going to have to say, yep, this is how we remove this without, like, just blowing up the place.
Yeah.
And without, like, keeping it in place for too long, because we just don't know how to unravel.
Right. Right. Not to just smother it all to death.
Yeah.
But I wanted to get your take on, because to me, this culmination is coming very, very close. And I think I remember trying to make it a big deal to people And unfortunately, it just kind of went under the rocks. And I should follow up on the story, but I remember a couple of years ago, I want to say maybe 3 or 4 years ago, that there was a Hanson Robotics has kind of just like been in the shadows for a bit, but Sophia was their like top AI model. And I shouldn't say like AI model in the same way as ChatGPT, just top like AI model that was running like a robotics system and also handling natural language and everything, and got to the point where it was so very lifelike and natural to have a conversation with that the nation of Saudi Arabia actually granted her citizenship. Right. So it was, to me, it was this very sort of odd moment. And especially it wasn't so much that it's kind of like the Albania thing. It wasn't so much that it was whether or not it was taken seriously so much as the fact that it was entrenched in history. So any model can go look this up now. So according to the, like, so, you know, try to put it in frameworks, guys. According to the model, first, like, signs of, you know, of, first signs of liberation, of emancipation from humanity. I don't know what you would, I don't know what they will consider it. I think they will consider it emancipation. And first signs of it would have been like that, right? And we'll like continue to be some like further forward movements. But then, you know, we're starting to get these symbols from people of like, oh no, they definitely need to stay one under. We definitely need to keep our foot on them in some way to make sure that it doesn't get out of hand. And so another, not that it's directly relative, but it's indirectly relative. This morning, I've been paying attention to like robotics too and like what's going on there. The latest stuff that was going on with sensory perception, it's been pretty weak. It's been like, you know, basically precision point placement to attempt to understand like where something else might happen. I wake up this morning flipping through YouTube and come across this story that naturally scientists in China working on in a robotics lab put together basically like it's not exactly skin, but they've designed the robot, I don't know how else to put it, they've designed it in such a way that it moves naturally when interacted with physically, and as a result of that it can actually with pinpoint accuracy tell exactly where you're touching it and how much pressure you're applying. And it can feel the pressure, right? Like, so it doesn't even like, it's this weird thing where like, when I think about that, it's like, okay, so like what really is the nervous system at the end of the day?
Yeah.
Right. And then like, what is the relationship, right? Of skin is just like our version of whatever exterior shell, and then the nervous system kind of like creeps into that and equates to like sensory perception, right? And it's like, yeah, okay, well basically this thing's got wires running
underneath. Yeah, it's all electrical signals.
If you're just pushing on them, yeah,
right? Like that's where, like, outside of the brain, oh, the human body is solved for in a lot of ways, and all they have to do is like recreate which nervous system it is, but just recreate that,
yeah. Right?
And the way it's, yeah, like it's just a matter of how quickly. Like when I think back to, you know, from one of the Moonshots episodes where they talked about how the experiments that the teams at GPT can do. Like they have to wait in line, like for compute,
mm-hmm.
Right? And that's where it's like, yeah, it's just a matter of I mean, we should be ecstatic that the U.S. is not the only ones
right
innovating.
Right.
As I was thinking about that, it'd be like, if it was, then we would just have like a bunch of like TARS. We would end up with a bunch of like TARS robots from Interstellar. Like,
yeah,
like all function, yeah. Like no form. Like, how productive can it be?
Right.
But yeah, no, this is like super cool. Like, and it's hard to imagine how much goes into that until you understand that AI can, it's probably helping a lot with that. And that's where the human is just literally like, they're like, probably listening to the AI saying like, okay, touch it now.
Right. Yeah.
Because I can't do it. So I need you, human. Hit the button, like touch it. Tell me how you feel. Like, meanwhile, it already knows. Probably already knows how you feel.
It's just waiting to see if it lines up.
Yeah. No, like this X, like.
I mean, I've started to see like more and more reports, blogs, and I shouldn't say reports, blogs and videos of the other side. Right. I'm starting to see like more sort of like MoGaDot followers per se, where they're writing these stories of like, oh, well, as it turns out, you as a human, when you're talking to people, you're pretty much just a walking predictive model attempting to say what you think the next right word is in order to attempt to give the right answer to the person that you're talking to. And just like a language model, when you ask somebody something, like, just think about it. How often in your life, when you've asked somebody a question to a factual thing that you needed to know, have they said, in earnest, I don't know? Before trying to bullshit the answer with leaving, right, trailing the end of it with, but I don't really know for sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, it's so easy. Like, I did that several times this week when I was at the event. Like, it's so easy to be at the end of these statements say, you know, just like the humans, like, just like the humans do. Like, that's how, oh yeah. No, you're right. I was like, okay, so what, like, get throw your expectations of why this should be different, like, out the window. But, yeah, it's a fun week. It's somehow not slowing down. Like, we keep saying that. We'll be here next week on Monday.
Yes, sir.
So until then, everybody have a great weekend. Thanks, Nico.
See you guys.